you are about to enter the winter home of Thomas A. Edison, considered one of the greatest historic treasures within Lee County. In 1885, Thomas Edison first visited Florida. He purchased property along the Caloosahatchee River and built a vacation home. The structure, designed by Mr. Edison and completed in 1886, was dubbed Seminole Lodge by the Edisons. It served as a winter retreat and workplace for the prolific inventor until his death in 1931. The furnishings and architecture of these gracious, rambling buildings are reminiscent of a bygone era. The inventive genius of Edison is evident throughout his 14-acre riverfront estate. In fact, the home, designed by Mr. Edison, was built in sections in Fairfield, Maine in 1885. The sections were then transported to Fort Myers by four sailing schooners and erected in 1886. The Visitor Center invites you to share in America's triumphant adventures in space. We want you to experience our unique blend of education and entertainment. It's an insider's view that will amaze, entertain, and educate you. Come and explore as we present the dramatic past, the thrilling present, and the exciting future of America's human spaceflight. It's the closest thing to space on Earth. Now, if you're ready to step into the auditorium, here we will begin looking at the long history of man's desire to fly. This self-guided tour is going to take us to Adams Falls, one of the most popular hikes in its region. Just a third of a mile from the East Inlet Trailhead, you will find a short climb uphill to reach the falls. At the top, we will visit a rocky outlook that peers down on the rushing falls. The overlook is the destination for most photographers on the trip, and you will find numerous angles from which you can photograph the falls and the surrounding rocky cliffs. The falls give way to a river which can be followed for about another half a mile before turning around and taking the loop trail back.